I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont health officials are reporting 91 new COVID-19 cases today and 2 additional deaths. That brings Vermont's pandemic death total to 233, and the state surpassed 21,000 total infections over the weekend. Vaccinations opened this morning for Vermonters aged 30 and older. Governor Phil Scott is asking lawmakers to delay consideration of legislation that would require most home contractors to register with the state. The bill has passed the House and is awaiting consideration in the Senate. Scott says this is the kind of bill that would greatly benefit from in-person testimony at the State House, and that's something that's not possible to do in this year's remote legislative session.
I think some of the issues revolving around the pandemic, particularly this year, is the lack of opportunity for everyday citizens to engage with the legislature when bills like this are being contemplated.
Backers of the bill say it will help reduce fraud, but Scott says he's concerned that it could have an adverse impact on smaller contractors. And the private art collection of 2 prominent Vermont painters will go up for auction in New York City next month. About 100 works from the collection of Wolf Kahn and Emily Mason will be sold at an auction house auction hosted by Christie's. Kahn and Mason were married, and they spent their summers in Brattleboro. Both artists died within the past few years. The sale includes paintings by Georgia O'Keeffe and is expected to bring in between $4 and $7 million. Money from the sale will go toward 2 foundations that support art education and artist residencies. The forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows will be in the mid-30s to the low 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.